time now for the shoot-around, presented by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. It's a weekly celebration of all things round ball, from high schools to colleges to the NBA. The shoot-around, presented by Goggin Cold Hall, is also brought to you by Freeman Webb, the U.S. Army, Rush Truck Centers, Bud Morris State Farm Insurance, Valentino's Restaurante, the Nashville Scene, and Sam's Sports Grill and Sam's Sports Place. Now, here's the hoop junkies and hosts of the shoot-around, Coach Tom Hodges and Greg Poe.
Good Saturday morning. How are you doing? Hope you're battening down the hatches before Snowmageddon arrives.
Thunder snow.
Coach Tom Hodges, Greg Pogue, the shoot-around presented by Goggin Cold Hall, right here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio, CJK. He is producing again. Man, it's been 4 weeks.
Pretty crazy.
Right? Because last Saturday, we were just...
Snowed out.
Snowed out. And then two Saturdays ago, January 1st, holiday, and then Christmas Day the before that, so... Break it all down, Tom. Give me the past month or so.
Yeah. Man, what a month of basketball. It's just great to be back.
Yeah.
So much really has happened, and we know a lot more now than we did 3 weeks ago about basketball seasons in various conferences. So it's exciting, a lot to catch up on, a lot locally to catch up on. We got a lot of good basketball being played around us right now.
Also, want to mention this, the U.S. Army Legend of the Week, bottom of the hour, Dale Brown. Where do you want to start? Hall of Famer, LSU. He searched for Noah's Ark. I mean, he is just a worldly man and just really – just. 2 weeks ago, Maravich Assembly Center, the court was named Dale Brown Court, where LSU plays, and excited for that.
Yeah, I would dare say, of course, this is sports talk, you know, 101, but if I was making a coach's Mount Rushmore of the SEC, Dale Brown would be in that conversation.
Well,
wouldn't you think?
Yeah, because only one coach won more games than him, Adolph Rupp.
Yeah. So start from there. Uh-huh. I mean, as many great coaches, and we'll talk about it later, we just lost one of the greatest just this morning. But Dale Brown, when you think about not only LSU basketball, but just Southeastern Conference basketball, Dale Brown, to me, is always one of those enigmatic personalities that really defined an era. I'm excited. I came in this morning just really excited.
I wonder what that was.
Yeah. That was it. That was it. So
he's climbing through the window before we got here.
Well, I was excited to be back on the air. The shoot-around has been – our fans have been deprived, Greg.
I understand that. When I mentioned the number of wins, that's the number of SEC wins,
right.
Not overall, obviously. He's second more than only Adolph Rupp has passed him. Hey, CJ, hit it.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's time for the starting five.
Started with the Memphis Grizzlies, 11 in a row, lost last night at home to Dallas on a national TV game. But with the 11 in a row, the youngest team in the NBA to do that since 1954, this team's legit.
Oh, there's no doubt they're legit. And when you look at what they've done since December 1st, they were 18-4 going into last night, now 18-5, of course. Best record in the NBA, 11 straight victories, hottest team in the NBA, number one in over eight categories, from defensive efficiency to rebounding efficiency. These Memphis Grizzlies are legit. They're going to be a tough out. They got even more depth back with Steven Adams back in the lineup. First time he had seen action in over, almost a month, as well as Brandon Clark. So, these Grizzlies are a force to be reckoned with. I think the best two teams in the NBA right now are Golden State and the Phoenix Suns, and they knocked them both off a couple times in that win streak. So the hometown Grizzlies or the state hometown Grizzlies are going to have a lot of eyes on them as we get the home stretch.
And of course, Ja Morant out of Murray State. We're going to be talking about Murray here in a moment. now has, I think, elevated to elite status.
Yeah, MVP. Mm-hmm. You heard it last night, yeah. MVP. So you start to get those chants for Ja. What's interesting is not only is he playing his best basketball, the roster around him is playing great. Now, it really hurts that Dylan Clark went out with the ankle injury. He's going to be out for another couple of weeks, but they are getting some really solid contributions up and down that roster right now.
And MLK Day in Memphis, an annual day game. We will have it right here. We have all the Grizzlies games Monday afternoon at 2:30, the pregame at 2 o'clock. So the Bulls be a test?
Oh, well, the East leading Bulls. So, yeah. Like I said, there will be a lot of eyeballs on the state of Tennessee and the city of Memphis for these Grizzlies. Not only – they're fun to watch. They have a watchability factor that is really high. They're a fun team to follow. Ja is a walking highlight reel. This team – they defend, they rebound, and they really play transitional, you know, up-tempo style of basketball. It's a fun team to watch, fun team to follow.
Sad news coming out of Kentucky. Legendary coach Joe B. Hall, of course, the 1978 national championship. He played for Adolph Rupp, won the 49 national championship. While a player for Adolph Rupp, Kentucky through and through.
Yeah, three Final Fours. Mm-hmm. When you think of Kentucky basketball, he is one of the names outside of Coach Rupp that immediately come to mind. And that includes a long list of dignitaries. But Coach Hall was, you know, when I think of Coach Hall and during my time in Kentucky, and you're a native of Kentucky, Greg, but the word statesman just comes to mind. Anytime I was around him or around anybody that was around him, he would just always be so giving of his time, giving of his stories, you know, the legendary breakfast, you know, over at the pharmacy, and really helped Coach Cal in his formative years transition. If you think back to Cal's national championship, Cal still credits him with some of the just suggestions of how to use Anthony Davis in their high-low game. So Coach Hall is a sharp basketball mind, sharp personality. The basketball world will be a little bit more diminished without him around.
And had to follow the legend. You always talk about the guy who follows the guy who follows the guy. Having being up there, and a lot of times it never was good enough, but you know, that's
right.
Kentucky.
That's Kentucky. Yeah. You know, that goes with the territory of leading the Cats. But Coach Hall, you know, just that era, and we're going to talk to one of the best ever, but that era of SEC basketball, this may be a good question. Is there a group of coaches more well-regarded, well-renowned, and better personalities than that group of coaches at that time? I mean, you start thinking, we had Wimp Sanderson on, you know, last year.
Let me go around, because I was in the 80s, covered the league, the SEC Media Day.
Yeah.
We called it the Patino factor. When he showed up, he came in with his entourage and left. Back then, before they would do the media stuff, and then they would just hang in the hotel in the bar or the lobby or whatever, and just hang out and talk with each other, talk to media, talk to fans. Ed Murphy at Ole Miss, Wimp Sanderson, Sonny Smith, you know, on and on and on. That, and certainly Dale Brown. Joe B. Hall passing away this morning at the age of 93. Talking local, Darius Garland. You always wonder the what ifs of life. What if he doesn't get hurt? Would Bryce Drew still be the head coach at Vandy? Because that, you know, he got hurt a month into his first year.
Five games.
Yeah, and now last night, 28 points. The Cavaliers beat the Spurs, and the Cavs are. I know Pat and Cook, our producer here on the morning shows, John and I, and then Bills as well. But Darius Garland.
Oh, and you know, he just got back. What, first week of January against the Grizzlies, came back and exploded for 27 and then followed it up at Portland with 26. And had a couple, three games where he's a little bit off, and then last night against the Spurs just goes haywire with 32 on 11 for 25 shooting. He's playing his best. If you watch him, the confidence level, if you ever got to see him play at BA, I mean, that's what you see now, and the physicality has almost, it's almost like the physicality is now matching the talent that's always been there. He's every year over year, his average has gone up in the league. Last year he was best year he had in the NBA at over right at 20 points a game. I think he's going to well exceed that. So he's definitely trending up, and he's got the Cavs trending up in the Eastern Conference.
Shoot Around presented by Goggin Cold Hall. Coach Tom Hodges, Greg Polk, CJK. He is producing as well this morning. Belmont and Murray State at Murray today. It's at the Kerb Event Center at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Soon to be in the Missouri Valley next year. But these two teams got star power on each side. Tevin Brown at Murray State. Nick Musinski, obviously, and others at Belmont. This is a good one to go see.
Oh, this is the game. There's a lot of good games on. Of course, we'll talk about that a little bit later with Tennessee at Kentucky. But if I had one game to watch today, it would certainly be this one, because Greg, we talked Thursday on the Greg Pogue and John Burton show about is the OVC a two-team league? Is this a two-bid league? And right now, according to the net, it would be. Now, what's interesting, and I learned this through doing analyst work with the MTSU women this year, one of the factors of the net is your margin of victory. So all of a sudden, this is going to be a quadrant one win for one of these guys today. If that's a quadrant one win and it is in convincing fashion, I think it's like plus 18 or something. There's some oddball number out there. This could go a long way toward getting the OVC two bids. These teams are dynamic. They're completely contrasting styles, which always makes these games fun. Casey Alexander, this is his most seasoned team. This is his oldest team. It's the oldest team in Belmont history by average age. So it's going to be a fun one. They know each other well. And really, the OVC title has run through either Murray or Belmont for, gosh, how many years? Moorhead snuck in there last year.
Well, Moorhead State, team I'm going to see at TSU this afternoon at 1 with Janai Broom.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So let me read you this. Since the series became an OVC game, the Racers have not been able to win in the Kerb Event Center and are 0-5.
Really?
I
didn't know that.
I know.
They've never won in the Kerb?
Not in the Kerb.
Wow.
And so since it became an OVC
Well, and this game. This is Matt McMahon's.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't know. What do you think? This his best team?
Probably. Well,
I watched them play against Middle, and I was really impressed. Murray's always athletic, but I was really impressed with their guard play and their defensive aggression. Something that Belmont normally handles, in a decent enough fashion.
All right, coming up, bottom of the hour, our U.S. Army Legend of the Week will be Dale Brown. Yes, the Dale Brown will join us at the bottom of the hour. And also, we'll give you some games to look ahead later on, presented by Bud Morris State Farm Insurance. But coming up next, it is the Two-Man Weave.
The slowest fast-breaking radio.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Hall. Goggin Cold Hall operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
Budmore State Farm Insurance in Murfreesboro can take care of all your insurance needs, whether it be plans for auto, home, property, life, health, or rental, or bundling any or all of those into one plan, plus offering banking products and annuities as well. Let the staff at Budmore State Farm Insurance find the best plan suited for your specific needs. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give Bud and that staff a call at 615-893-1417 or visit online budmorris.biz.
Since 1991, Valentino's Ristorante in Nashville has shared its passion for all things delicioso. Bold flavors, fresh ingredients, fine wines, and lighthearted laughter. Valentino's is quiet and romantic. Featuring Nashville's most engaging and sophisticated menu Italiano, it's all under one roof, located at 1808 Hayes Street in Midtown. Lunch weekdays and dinner each night starting at 5. For an experience of Italy and Music City at its grandest, it has to be Valentino's Ristorante.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWeb.com. That's FreemanWeb.com.
When it comes to trucking, no one offers you more than Rush Truck Centers in Nashville. They carry the most respected brand on the road, Peterbilt. And Rush Truck Centers is your one-stop shop for sales, parts, service, and collision repair. With a team of highly skilled, factory-trained, ASE-certified technicians with plenty of bays to serve you, Rush Truck Centers Nashville also has collision center experts with training and tools to tackle anything from a scratch or dent to complete body rebuild. Call 615-220-7600 or find them at 900 Expo Drive in Smyrna. That's 615-220-7600 or 900 Expo Drive in Smyrna. Visit their location today.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields, and you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. They're strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army. All five Middle Tennessee locations of Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are open for dine-in service plus takeout and curbside pickup as well. That's right. You can dine in or out at our locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory, and our newest location at Nipper's Corner. Happy hours Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 featuring half-price beer from scratch kitchen items made fresh daily. Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are the best eats and the best seats for every game. For more information, visit SamsSportsGrill.com.
It's a Bill King show.
Whoever gets hired at any school, the fan base is immediately hypnotized. Once that guy stands at the podium and he says, go team, and here's the way it's going to be, and I'm a winner, the fans automatically just melt. They could hire a guy you've never heard of from a different planet, and once that guy's done at the podium, you'd say, there it is. Happens every time.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
The Shoot Around, presented by Goggin Cold Hall, coldest team in town. CJ, hit it one more time.
This is the two-man weave, the slowest fast break in radio.
And only getting slower.
By the day. By the minute. By the snow.
SEC basketball today. We're talking about highlight games at noon today on ESPN. Number 22, Tennessee at number 18, Kentucky. Kentucky, I saw them up close and personal Tuesday night at Vanderbilt. Oscar Tshiebwe is a man among boys. I know he leads the nation in rebounding. Tennessee, I don't know that I've seen them hit their stride yet.
Well, my question is, what is their stride? Yeah. What is their offensive identity? It's the same thing we talked about last season with this team. you know, and they had the super freshman last year. Now they have the super freshman in Kennedy Chandler, and really Zakai Ziegler has come on and given them a big spark. But when you say hitting their stride, I don't know what Tennessee's best game looks like. And here in the middle of January, that to me as a coach is a little bit scary. You know they're going to defend. They're elite defensively. What are they, number two in the country, second only to LSU in adjusted defensive efficiency. That offensive, those offensive lulls just really, really bog them down. So two things that hurt Tennessee, offensive lulls and then physicality. And that's two things that Kentucky certainly can pounce on today.
Lady Vols Thursday night at Vanderbilt. Only one loss for Kelly Harper's team. And how close are they to being back?
That game the other night was interesting. You know, hats off to Shea Ralph and her staff. If you watch that game, Vanderbilt fought their guts out. Now, they were way outmanned, just talent for talent. Tennessee's number five in the country. And they have number five in the country talent. But Vanderbilt is playing really hard. I think Tennessee is close. I'm anxious to see their game with South Carolina that's on the horizon, just to see how they match up with somebody that is in the same peer class as they are. They've had a couple of close games in the SEC and had to come back to win against Arkansas and a couple others. So I think they're close. I wouldn't book my Final Four tickets to Indianapolis just yet.
Vanderbilt at Georgia.
Big day for Vandy.
Yeah.
Big day.
5:00, ESPN2.
Yeah, if I'm Vanderbilt, God, you got to get this one, right? Georgia, I don't know if Georgia could compete in the OVC right now. They are hapless. Tom Crean's bunch. It's really hard to fathom. Now, Georgia lost their top eight scorers from last year's team to transfer or graduation. So this is a complete rebuild. But Georgia is 225 in the net, and that is almost, I think it is, the worst Power Five net rating in all of college basketball. So this is a big game for Vanderbilt. They've got to get this one if they look to be any factor in the SEC.
Auburn coming off the win over Alabama, just a fun game the other night to watch.
Auburn, Jabari Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real deal.
Real deal.
Auburn, Ole Miss on the SEC Network tonight at 7:30. Is Auburn the premier team not only in the SEC, but is it playing itself to being a number one seed?
I think so. I think so. I've seen a couple of what I would consider one seeds, and they would be one of them. Baylor would be another that just really look the part, play the part, high energy. I'd question how good Auburn would be if they got outside of their own arena. They checked that box the other night at Alabama. They're a fun team to watch. They've got length, athleticism, score. They can score it on all three levels. Bruce Pearl's got him a good ball club.
That is the two-man weave, and coming up here in just a few moments, it will be the U.S. Army Legend of the Week with Coach Dale Brown. But before that, hey, Ray. Hey, Ray.
Hey, Ray. What do you say?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's time for Hey, Ray, What Do You Say About the NBA?
Let's go.
The Grizzlies are simply destroying the league, and they're having fun doing it. After wins against the Pistons, the Clippers, the Lakers, even the Suns, and even Golden State on Tuesday night, what were they able to do? They were able to close out a close game the other night against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Winners of 12 straight, which is a franchise best, means they've won 22 of the last 26 games. I ask you, is Memphis the hottest team right now in the NBA? Of course they are. They have no business being where they currently are. They're one of the youngest teams in the NBA in the midst of a 13-game winning streak, third place in the Western Conference, 7 games in front of Dallas Mavericks for the Southwest Division crown. These Grizzlies have no interest in bowing in the modern kings of the game like LeBron James and Steph Curry on their way up in the NBA ladder, looking for ways to unseat them long before they're supposed to. Instead, they are talking the talk, walking the walk, all with giant smiles on their face. So in case if you haven't watched it, Ray says the Grizzlies are absolutely for real.
Budmore State Farm Insurance in Murfreesboro can take care of all your insurance needs. Whether it be plans for auto, home, property, life, health, or rental, or bundling any or all of those into one plan, plus offering banking products and annuities as well. Let the staff at Budmore State Farm Insurance find the best plan suited for your specific needs. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give Bud and that staff a call at 615-893-1417 or visit online budmorris.biz. If you're a diesel technician looking to work for the best, with the best, on the best, contact Rush Truck Centers in Nashville. Call 615-220-7600 or find them at 900 Expo Drive in Smyrna. They offer competitive compensation, exceptional benefits, tool certificate programs and assistance, ongoing training and ASE certification, and a state-of-the-art climate-controlled work environment. Rush Truck Centers is a leader in the industry looking for motivated, experienced individuals. If you're ready to make a change, call 615-220-7600 or head to 900 Expo Drive in Smyrna. That's 615-220-7600. 900 Expo Drive in Smyrna. Rush Trucking Centers in Nashville. Apply today.
All five Middle Tennessee locations of Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are open for dine-in service plus takeout and curbside pickup as well. That's right. You can dine in or out at our locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory, and our newest location at Nipper's Corner. At the hours Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 featuring half-price beer from scratch kitchen items made fresh daily. Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are the best eats and the best seats for every game. For more information, visit samsportsgrill.com.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields, and you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. They're strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit freemanweb.com. That's freemanweb.com.
Since 1991, Valentino's Ristorante in Nashville has shared its passion for all things delicioso. Bold flavors, fresh ingredients, fine wines, and lighthearted laughter. Valentino's is quiet and romantic. Featuring Nashville's most engaging and sophisticated menu Italiano, it's all under one roof, located at 1808 Hayes Street in Midtown. Lunch weekdays and dinner each night, starting at 5. For an experience of Italy and Music City at its grandest, it has to be Valentino's Ristorante.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Vicki Yates is here, ladies and gentlemen.
As a fan of both of the men, this is the place to be. Do you want to know about sports? This is the place to be. Listen to John and Greg. This is it.
Wow. That was awesome.
I quit.
No, I'm done. That's a mic drop.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
The shoot-around presented by Goggin Cold Haul, U.S. Army Legend of the Week. Dale Brown expecting a call from here in just a few moments. In the meantime, Player of the Year. I know it's, we're the first month into conference play, but Wisconsin's in this. You've got a list here. This was actually came from Andy Katz. Kentucky's Oscar Tshiebwe, we were talking about him a moment ago, leads the nation in rebounding and had 30 and 13 the other night against Vanderbilt. Rank them. Where would you start?
Yeah, I haven't had an opportunity to watch all these guys. The kid from Iowa is really, really good. Keegan Murray, got a chance to see him a little while ago. But for my money, just locally here, Jabari Smith, the true freshman at Auburn, is outstanding. 6'10", 6'11", out of Fayetteville, Georgia, has really added something to this Auburn team that we haven't seen in a while. And then Oscar Tshiebwe, you know, he's leading the nation in rebounding, right at 16 rebounds per game. He showed he could go off for 30 plus against Vanderbilt the other night. So those would be just off the top of my head without really digging into it. Those would be my picks. I haven't seen, you know, last year in the NCAA tournament, we got to see Drew Timmy from Gonzaga, Johnny Juzang from UCLA. I haven't seen them. I saw Gonzaga play Alabama, first week of December or whatnot. But those are two guys that you have to believe come NCAA tournament time. And that's really where stars are born, is the NCAA tournament. That those are two names we'll hear a lot come March.
A few other things. Well, we're in the stall pattern right
Four
now.
Four corners.
No, that would be Dean Smith, right?
Right.
Yeah.
In honor of Coach Hall, I wonder what his stall game was. The wildcat pull.
Yeah, I don't know. But it was none more frustrating than you had the best talent on the floor and yet you wouldn't play basketball.
Right.
Yeah. So, but that is Missouri Valley, Ohio Valley, multiple bids. We talked about it. Belmont Murray. And I tell you what, don't sleep on Morehead State. They're 3-0 in conference play, yet they've yet to play Belmont. They've yet to play Murray. They'll get a test this afternoon, 1:00. If you want to watch that, it's on ESPN Plus. Ron Slay and I'll be doing the telecast of that.
Yeah, defending OVC champion. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I dare say if you polled even national pundits, I dare say they'd probably get that one wrong. You know, Belmont Murray gets so much the press, and rightfully so, for the OVC. But I'm with you, Greg. Don't sleep on that Morehead State team. Jani Broome is outstanding. He's a pro. And that Eagles team, but they're going to be a tough out for sure.
Also, one little note he had at the just some predictions Andy Katz did. I thought those were really neat. ESPN will do the right thing, and if Dick Vitale is healthy enough and his voice is back, he will be on the call for Coach K's final regular season game at Cameron Indoor between Duke and North Carolina on March 5th. That would be, because I know Coach Dickie V has really been fighting it.
Yeah, absolutely. He's on an extended break right now to rest his voice and really get his health right. But that's certainly a scene that would be fitting. And of course, I don't care if Duke in their final home game, Cameron Indoor with Coach K. I don't know who they're playing, but I don't like their chances right now. Between Duke and North Carolina.
Yeah, that final game.
Yeah, that'll be a pretty neat scene.
I would dare say if he can't do it, he would might probably be there if he could, even if he couldn't broadcast it.
You would think so. He's really been the soundtrack of the ACC and the soundtrack of Duke.
Yeah.
You know, when
a lot of people give him a hard time about that.
And I think that's rightfully so. But, you know, Duke gives him a lot to cheer for, too.
Yeah.
And has for a while.
So, that would be really cool with all of everything else. Let's do this. We were efforting Coach Dale Brown. We'll see how that works out. We'll take a break, and this will be our last break, and then we'll figure out a plan B if Coach Brown is not able to connect with us this morning.
All five Middle Tennessee locations of Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are open for dine-in service plus takeout and curbside pickup as well. That's right. You can dine in or out at our locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory, and our newest location at Nipper's Corner. At the hours Monday through Friday from 3 to 7, featuring half-price beer from scratch kitchen items made fresh daily, Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are the best eats and the best seats for every game. For more information, visit samsportsgrill.com.
Bud Moore State Farm Insurance in Murfreesboro can take care of all your insurance needs, whether it be plans for auto, home, property, life, health, or rental, or bundling any or all of those into one plan, plus offering banking products and annuities as well. Let the staff at Bud Moore State Farm Insurance find the best plan suited for your specific needs. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give Bud and that staff a call at 615-893-1417 or visit online budmorris.biz.
Whether you need a quick lube or full preventive maintenance, there's no place like Rush Truck Centers in Nashville. Rush Truck Centers offers three inspection packages for all makes and models with Express PM. What are you and your truck waiting for? Schedule an appointment with the best, or they can dispatch a mobile service unit when and where you need them. Call 615-220-7600 or find them at 900 Expo Drive in Smyrna. That's 615-220-7600 or 900 Expo Drive in Smyrna. Rush Trucking Centers in Nashville. Visit their location today.
Since 1991, Valentino's Restaurante in Nashville has shared its passion for all things delicioso. Bold flavors, fresh ingredients, fine wines, and lighthearted laughter. Valentino's is quiet and romantic. Featuring Nashville's most engaging and sophisticated menu Italiano, it's all under one roof, located at 1808 Hayes Street in Midtown. Lunch weekdays and dinner each night starting at 5. For an experience of Italy and Music City at its grandest, it has to be Valentino's Restaurante.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields, and you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. They're strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 days a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWeb.com. That's FreemanWeb.com.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and lots of news coming out of Colic Racing, Stewart Haas Racing, plus we hear from driver Joey Logano and that next-gen NASCAR race car. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, I'm Joey Logano, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And like us at Facebook.com/TheFinalLap. We'd appreciate it. Every single weekday right here.
The Shoot Around, presented by Goggin Cold Haul, right here in the Striking Fair Family Fun Center Studios. Coach Tom, GP, and CJ. We're all on first name basis now.
Well, we're like Ray. We'll just start referring to ourselves in the third person. The Tom says.
Yes. High school basketball last night. Yeah. You and Jeff Hem, the voice of the Nashville Sounds, did the Channel 30 game last night. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so last night was the first game for the high school hoops package, MyTV 30. locally and had a good one. Beach, this is the first year of four classifications in public school basketball in Tennessee, and Beach right now is number one in the state AP ranking in 4A. They were 20-0 going into last night. They were able to beat Hendersonville, the crosstown rival, schools separated 6 miles apart. They were able to beat them, but it was a heck of a ball game, a single possession game, matter of fact, with 70 seconds left to go. So Jeff and I will be on the call throughout the year on Friday night, 7:30, MyTV 30.
Putting you on the spot, who do you got this coming Friday night?
We've got we're at Independence, Franklin at Independence. Okay. So Franklin kind of retooling their roster from a team that made a deep run into the playoffs last year. Should be another good one.
Also, just looking around the, we already touched on the SEC with Kentucky and Tennessee, Vandy and Georgia, those both on national television as well. But tomorrow, let's go. I was going to jump ahead, but let me just go through the rest of the league here. 5 o'clock, and this one's interesting because Mississippi State's their NCAA net, I think, is in the 40s.
Yeah, I think they're 43.
Yeah, in the 40s, mm-hmm. And Alabama goes there at 5 o'clock on the SEC Network.
Yeah, and Alabama's a team that's taken on a little bit of water. You know, they were the darling of the SEC last year, won the regular season. Coach Nate Oates, Mississippi State, and Texas A&M are really the dark horses so far this season for SEC men's basketball. So that's an interesting game. Ben Howland down at Mississippi State to see if they can get a signature win and get into that upper echelon, upper crust of the SEC in the early going.
Just run them down chronologically throughout the day. Noon, also Florida, South Carolina. Of course, Tennessee, Kentucky on ESPN at noon. Florida, South Carolina at noon as well, SEC Network. I was watching a lot of the Florida LSU game the other night, and they just couldn't get over the hump. And we'll talk about LSU in a minute. Talk a little bit about Florida.
Yeah, Florida with Mike White. That's a team that – another team that when I watch them, Greg, I don't know what their identity is. They're sitting here 9-6, 0-3 in the SEC. At times they look really, really good and look athletic and are able to defend. And then at times they have just almost elementary breakdowns in the quarter court defensively. So that right now, I'm just looking. The line has got Florida by 4.5. I was impressed with South Carolina the other night against Tennessee. You know, Frank Martin's teams are always going to guard you. They're always going to be real physical around the rim. So, that's another interesting game. We talked on Thursday on your show with John Burton about the middle. The middle of the SEC might be the tighter race than the top of the SEC. You've got teams like South Carolina, Arkansas, Missouri's kind of toward the bottom, but Mississippi State. Just some of these teams that we don't know a lot about. We haven't seen them in these pressure, high-pressure situations. The middle of the SEC right now, I think, has more questions than maybe the top of the SEC.
Well, I'm just looking at the NCAA net. I printed this off last night, so it was through Thursday night. They don't play on Fridays. I guess the Big Ten does, right?
Yeah.
But Mississippi State, 47. Texas A&M, 48. Florida, 49. All three of them in a row.
Yeah, it's just kind of a glob right there. And if you exchange the jerseys for any one of those teams, to me they become almost a mishmash. They look almost, they play the same styles, and there's not a lot of differential between them.
LSU at home on ESPN2, that's at 1 o'clock. Arkansas comes in. Everybody was questioning LSU's non-conference schedule, okay? But
for good reason.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't give you a whole bunch to get excited about, you know, in their non-conference. Short of, I mean, their best win is Belmont. Mm-hmm. Their best win is a 30-point win at home against Belmont. So when you look at it, there was nothing on paper that would make you think, okay, LSU is going to be leading the SEC and a top top 10, top 15 team nationally come middle of January.
LSU, though, I look at it, they're right now 4 in the net, and in quad one wins, 4-1. So
yeah.
Maybe I should not poo-poo that schedule so much.
It's really hard for me to get behind this team just because they're so reliant on turnovers and turning you over. But at some point, you got to kind of give them their due to say, you know, they're the real deal. They're elite defensively. In a different type of way. They will almost invite you to take shots at the rim to just swat it out of there and turn that into offensive transition.
Texas A&M and Missouri, that's at 2:30 on the SEC Network. Texas A&M, one of those bubble teams, or they're sort of in the glob you talked about too, aren't they?
Well, so, yeah. So you know.
Yeah, I mentioned it a minute ago. Yeah.
Back previously, one of Andy Katz's takes – what we were talking about last segment was that Texas A&M may be a 6-7 team to sneak in from the SEC. If you look at them right now, what are they, 14-2? I haven't been real high on this team, but they turned around and, you know, they beat Ole Miss the other night by 16. They should beat Missouri today. Missouri's kind of dealing with their own issues and then sets up a really big matchup come Wednesday against Kentucky. So Buzz Williams has kind of got that thing very quietly back into relevance down in College Station.
I think if I want to go into a fight with any SEC coach, it'll be Buzz Williams.
Really?
Yeah. Who would you take?
Oh, that's a good question.
Frank Martin.
Yeah,
and I can't get used to Frank Martin with the hair. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not used to a bald Frank Martin.
No. It's like Cujo. Kojak. Kojak.
Kojak.
Not Cujo.
Cujo's a dog.
Cujo's a dog. No, Kojak.
The slobber.
Yeah. I thought that the other night. Who loves you, baby? But Frank Martin's a tough cucamonga now. There's some stories. One of his best friends is Jose Fernandez, who's the women's coach at South Florida. I know him very well, and they grew up together. And there's Frank Martin on the streets of Miami, man. That's a bad dude.
Tomorrow, the Lady Vols on ESPN. That is at 2 o'clock, Kentucky. 19th in the country. I don't know what their net is. I'll take a glance at that in just a minute. But two top 25 teams, anyway.
Yeah, a lot of talent. There will be a lot of talent on the floor. Kentucky – the Kentucky women might have as much talent as anybody in the SEC. They're another team, you know, identity-wise, you kind of watch them and you don't really know what they're after, but they certainly have the talent to hang in there with Tennessee. But, you know, Tennessee's gotten to where it's at through defense and rebounding. And then Tamari Key inside has just been – that's who ultimately, you know, did it in for Vanderbilt. They just had no answer for the 6-7 five player.
And a game you can hear on Nashville Sports Radio, Vanderbilt at LSU, that is at noon. You can watch it on the SEC Network or listen to Charlie Mattis, or do both. Charlie Mattis on the call tomorrow with that. Kim Mulkey at LSU.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really interesting to watch their games because it's like a hand in a glove. She is Louisiana. As much as she did at Baylor, you know, 3 national titles and you know, women's Hall of Fame, the basketball Hall of Fame, the Naismith Hall of Fame from her work at Baylor. But man, it just seems so natural to see her on the sideline in Baton Rouge. She's a Louisiana girl that grew up there, I think, you know, 40, 50 miles from Baton Rouge. And they have really embraced her and her staff. She's basically taken the exact same team they had last year, which was a 500 team, and taken that exact same team, and they are going to be a very, very, very difficult out. They took number 1 South Carolina all the way to the wire the other night. Had a heck of a game against Missouri that went into overtime as well. So, you know, Kim Mulkey, I think people thought it might take a little bit longer for her to get it back going down on the Bayou, but all of a sudden they're going to be a factor.
Yeah, a couple recruiting classes.
Yeah. Recruit, buddy. Mm-hmm. She can recruit. All you got to do is look at her track record at Baylor.
And South Carolina tomorrow, 2:30 on ESPN2 at Arkansas. South Carolina, the best team in the country?
They are. But you watch them and they just kind of go through not lull, offensive lulls. They almost go through spells where they just don't look like they care. And then Dawn Staley, she'll call a timeout and get real fiery and angry, and they come out and they just turn on the Jets. I definitely think if I was handicapping it, they would be the team I would not want to play. The most, because they're loaded top to bottom. Aaliyah Boston inside, Destiny Henderson running the point for them. Really, really good team. But they it's almost like they show their youth a little bit too much for the number one team in the country.
Well, they're the number one in the NCAA net. NC State, Stanford, North Carolina, Louisville, Iowa State, UT, UConn I guess you're looking at that. Can UT be a 2 seed?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're going to be in the conversation for the 1 seed. And the thing we hadn't talked about all show is the COVID implications. The scheduling and the rescheduling and who's available, who's not available. Tennessee's done a nice job navigating through all that. You know, UConn was basically shut down for almost six weeks. But with COVID issues, we're only going to see more of that here in the next couple of weeks. So I think Tennessee will be in the conversation for even a 1 seed and definitely a 2.
The Shootaround presented by Goggin Cold Hall. Coach Tom, GP, and CJ hanging out with you on a Saturday morning. You mentioned that this past Thursday, Austin Peay was scheduled to play at Belmont.
Right.
Austin Peay couldn't because of COVID issues. Tennessee Tech was without a game because they play Thursday, Saturdays. Tennessee Tech's been in COVID issues as well with their men.
Right.
So the morning of the game, the I guess first it starts at the AD level, Scott Corley Belmont, Mark Wilson at Tennessee Tech, then the coaches, John Pelfrey, Tech, Casey Alexander, Belmont. But as a coach, I couldn't imagine.
No.
I know how coaches are.
No.
We can't play them tonight. I hadn't seen any film on them.
When I read the story, I got nervous. I mean, just the coaching bug in me.
Yeah.
You know, what are we doing on the scout report? You know, just the whole gamut of preparation. It's interesting how all that goes down. But you know, hats off to John Pelfrey. He hadn't had the best season, and they're still struggling to kind of get that thing going up in Cookeville. But for him to step up and say, "Hey, yeah, we'll play." The number one team in the OVC and a top 25 team in the net on spurt of a moment. So hats off to them. This really shows, you know, where coaches stand in situations like that because, you know, you don't have to do that. There's nothing that says you have to, you know, step up and play and fill a game. So I certainly do appreciate that. While we're talking about COVID, the team I'm associated with this season as a outside analyst, the MTSU women.
You look good sitting on the bench though the other day.
Well,
you did.
You'd
look natural.
My wife dresses me and does my hair. So,
what is that, like a spit, just like a like a shining a shoe?
Frank Martin and I go to the to the same barber.
Okay, but let's talk Lady Raiders. Yeah. 12-3 overall, 4-1. I came Sunday to watch the win over North Texas, but they're playing at 11 this morning.
Yeah, I had a really big win at Florida Atlantic. It's always a pretty good trip to go to Boca Raton in Miami. In January, right? So had a big win Thursday night at Florida Atlantic. They are on that trip without Ksenia Malaska, who you got to see last
from Belarus, 6 foot.
Yeah, 6'2", Belarusian. Outstanding. She's a pro.
Yeah.
Really.
What did I say the first thing said to you after the game?
She's special.
Yeah.
That's what's
on the floor.
Yeah. So she didn't make the trip along with Annabelle Latour, with some COVID issues there. So they're without and Ksenia was just named Conference USA Player of the Week last week for her games against Rice and North Texas. So always tough to go on the road just naturally. Then you go without the reigning Conference USA Player of the Week. So the Lady Raiders got a big win at Florida Atlantic. Turn around today on ESPN Plus and play Florida International, a team that's much improved over the last couple seasons.
Why so early?
Yeah, it's interesting. So Conference USA instituted a bylaw saying if you played on the weekend, save for a broadcast TV, not streaming TV, but broadcast TV game, you were mandated to play at 2 p.m. local or earlier. So the game's being played in Miami at 12 p.m. local, 11 a.m. Central here. And that's a way to get teams out, so you're not traveling on your off day, so to speak. Because I can remember at
get you back Saturday night.
I can remember at the OVC level, we always stressed, you know, these kids' off days were Sunday, and we were traveling. So it's an effort to get those travel hours down and give players a true off day where they can rest and recoup.
Anything else stand out today around the country?
You know, big takeaways today, obviously be watching, you know, the Lady Raiders here in about an hour, but watching Tennessee-Kentucky. Mm-hmm. It's a big game for Tennessee. It's a big game for Tennessee. And then Murray-Belmont, see which way this thing's going to go. It's really going to shape the OVC race.
And if you want to get over to Gentry Center, 1 o'clock, you see one of the best big men in the country in Morehead State's Jani Broom.
Absolutely.
And
hear Greg Poe.
Well, you can watch, you know, if you're not there. I guess you can watch when you're there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
watch
and stream.
On ESPN
Plus. It'd be the only way to do it.
Ron Slay with us. So I'm working getting him out of his shell.
Yeah, right. You need to get Ron to talk a little bit more.
All right. We apologize. We were unable to hook up with Coach Dale Brown. And so anyway, have a great weekend.